Before we begin this next phase of my very special rehabilitation program, I want you to once again focus on the breath, paying particular attention to all the air that surrounds you. Remember those good essentials from my diffuser. They're filling your nostrils and lungs right now with a sweetness that's hard to describe. All you know is that it makes you feel very, very good. Perhaps a bit spacey and a little out of it. But I assure you that's perfectly normal. And better still, it's exactly what I want. Because an empty mind is a happy mind. And a happy mind is eager and open to letting it all sink in. Speaking of sinking in, how would you like to sink into your crush's pussy? Oh, was that too much, too fast? Perhaps I ought to slow down, but I won't. You seem to me like the type of fellow who likes it fast and rough. So, let's talk about our pussy. Let's talk about the flower of her femininity. The core of her sexuality, and how the thought of it obsesses you. She is your muse.
She is your muse.
She is your desire.
She is your desire.
So when you really think about it, her pussy is the center of your world. Even now, as you continue to inhale deeply and allow your body to find its most comfortable position, you have to admit that what I'm saying is true. It's impossible to separate the woman from her womanhood, nor would you want to. What you do want to do is sink right in.
Pussy is the center of your world.
Physically? That's pretty much an impossibility in your case. But mentally you can go there. And I can take you for a ride inside the woman of your dreams. You are nestled in warmth and sweetness. It's dark, quiet, and safe. And you never want to leave this most exquisite place. Every aroma intoxicates. And every sensation stirs. You are stirred from deep within. The rumble of orgasm. The quaking of lust. And the desperate need for release. What's it like down there? Way deep down there where you are. Tell me, is it soft and warm? Or is it small and tight? Maybe it's so wet that you need a raincoat. Whatever it is, it's all essentially her. Her pussy represents diving as deep into your obsession as you can possibly go. And that's why you don't ever want to pull out. The scent of her, the softness, taste, and smell of her, concentrated. It's your wet dream come true. This is maximum her. And although you only dream of it, it still feels overwhelming. At times, you may even notice a slight tremor running through your cock at the mere mention of her pussy. Your cock is an eager little thing. It does one thing well, and that's coming. Preferably inside her vagina. But he's not picky. Anywhere and anytime is just fine. Sometimes we don't actually have to have a thing right in front of us. Sometimes, when the imagination is just as strong, the effects on our body can be the same. Call it the placebo effect, or whatever you will. The fact of the matter is that the human mind is extremely creative, and it can create things within itself that manifest in our physical bodies. That's why you can manifest a deeply satisfying, premature orgasm just by thinking of her pussy. When you do so, your mind and body are intelligent, capable, and creative enough to reproduce the exact same effect that would occur if you had actual access to her pussy. Don't doubt for a second that if given the opportunity, you would come within seconds in her presence, spurting like a fountain, if your cock ever got anywhere near her essence, her sweetness, the glorious bit of heaven that is her pussy. You're not that guy. The guy with the stamina and sexual prowess that makes girls swoon. You're a minute man. A quick comer. A mindless, helpless, premature ejaculator who has willfully resigned himself to his fate. As much as you would like to, you can't handle the pussy, no matter how hard you may dream about it. And that's why your cock doesn't know the difference. It knows what you are. It knows exactly how fast and hard you would spurt if you ever saw her with her lips bared before you. Open and inviting. Pussy lips plump, smooth, and soft. The insides of her pink and glistening with her unabashed arousal. cock, jutting out hard and proud, presenting itself to you for your inspection, for your tonguing, for your licking, and your sucking. All of these ideas have you becoming aroused, and you're not even near her. This lust inside of you makes you want to pop. It forces you to pop, and you're only seeing her in your imagination, touching and fucking and smelling her in your imagination. The open petals of her sweet, sweet flower look so, so good, and they conceal an even greater prize inside. Hot, cavernous tightness, deep, clenching pussy, spilling with juice, coating your cock with hot, syrupy sweetness. But after one pump, two pumps, maybe three, you start to feel an entirely separate source of warmth. Turns out her juices have nothing on yours, because you've just prematurely ejaculated. You've just lost your load. Inside of the woman you love. As if you ever had a chance of being able to withhold it from her. Your cock is now covered in your own slick and hers. And you're coming, 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 so quickly, so desperately, so hungrily. Your premature orgasm could not and cannot wait. It simply doesn't have time for you to get ready. It doesn't have time for the perfect opportunity for the woman you love to approach you and offer her beautiful pussy to you. You must come now. You must come regardless of if your fantasy should ever become real. They don't need to. Not with a cock as twitching and eager as yours. You are always ready to come. You're coming. 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 And after that premature orgasm, you withdraw from the sweet, hot, wet depths of her snatch. And upon that withdrawal, enjoy yet another immediate premature orgasm. And you're coming, 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 because you just can't wait.
Because you just can't wait.
Until next time, until next time, until next time, until next time. Can't wait. Until the next time you see her. can't wait until the next time that the thought of her flitters across your mind. Because you don't know exactly how your body will react. But you know that it will be magnificent, stunning, arresting, and absolutely mind-blowing. Your cock doesn't know the word wait. The only word it truly understands is now. And you're coming, coming, coming. Why delay gratification when it can be immediate? Why have a slow burn when you can blaze bright? And why come later when you can come now, 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 now? The next time you see her, she will have her pussy with her. And that is a fact. Just like the fact that you are on a hair trigger. That knowing that she and her pussy even exist make you rock hard and eager to spurt. This is a way of life for you, and it is a natural response to being in her presence. Thinking of, fantasizing about, and imagining her pussy forces you to premature ejaculate. Thinking about those perfect little tits she's got forces you to premature ejaculate. Seeing her gorgeous ass and thighs and leggings forces you to premature ejaculate. Seeing and thinking of her name force you to premature ejaculate. You're more sensitive than most because you've been mind fucked into oblivion. I'm riding your mind hard, and I intend to put it up wet. And I get off on knowing you'll never be dry again. Imagine all the underwear you'll ruin, all the people you'll shock, all the places you'll no longer be welcome in. Because you have a problem, a premature ejaculation problem, and you wouldn't have it any other way. And because the woman who triggers you isn't going anywhere, you have no hope of ever being relieved unless I give it to you, which I won't. This burden of instantly triggered orgasms is yours to bear. And you are 100% okay with that. You're not going to resist or fight back or talk yourself out of it. You don't care if it's skeevy or inappropriate or abnormal. This is what you want. This is what you love and desire. And you wish to be filled with more of this programming. You are open for my words to stack up inside of you until you are filled to the brim and absolutely overflowing with my toxic influence. Your crush will be none the wiser, but you and I will know that your cock is a broken toy, and it's my pleasure to break it even further. But it's not over yet. Because when it rains, it pours. And your poor, poor cock will be pouring buckets by the time I'm finished with you. Now, drop and prepare yourself for round five.
Coming.